Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, June 29th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. I'll tell you, Lisa, it's been a blur the last week or so.
You better believe it.
Yeah. In the last week, we've done 5 radio interviews, 5 of our own shows, plus we gave a speech before the America First Party.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank Frank Whalen, Bill Broombaugh, Justin Plumlee, Peter Shank, whose show we're going to appear on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central.
Dr. Sam Cross and the America First Party.
Right. Also, Visigoth, whose show we're going to appear on Friday night at 11 o'clock. And now I guess Lisa set another interview up for next Tuesday.
Yeah, that will be with Sam and Trish Britton of the InformationCorner.com.
Right.
And that will be, I guess, pre-recorded and will be broadcast on Saturday, 11 to 1 p.m. and 8 to 10 that evening also.
All right, so we'll keep you updated on that. Now, the big news, of course, is President Bush's speech last night.
What a joke.
You know, we were going to watch this speech, but we got a call at about 7 o'clock last evening, somebody that wanted to interview us on a radio show, Justin Plumlee.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a decision. George Bush
or Justin Plumlee.
Talking to the people. That was easy. So
Yeah. Needless
to say, we didn't watch Bush's speech, but I heard a lot about it on the radio tape. And read about it. And here's my first thought, Lisa. It really doesn't even have to do with his speech.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when we were driving up to Clearfield on Route 80 the last 2 weekends, one to see Evel Knievel and the other to give our speech? Both times I said that Route 80, which is the longest highway in America, it goes from New York City to San Francisco. I says, this highway is probably worse, in worse shape, than the highways in Baghdad that they're building.
Yeah.
Can you believe this?
That's not saying much.
Yeah. So here, this should be America's premier highway. It stretches the entire length of the country, and it's in worse shape than highways in Baghdad right now.
But hey, he's improving the roads in Baghdad.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
In fact, he said, after September 11th, I made a commitment to the American people. He said, this nation will not wait to be attacked again. We will defend our freedom. We will take the fight to the enemy.
Yeah.
You better believe that, Mr. President. We sure will.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that he keeps bringing up is freedom in Iraq over and over again. And Dick Cheney brings it up. And everyone says, we have to give freedom to the American people. And this is something we touched upon a little bit when we were talking to Viz the last time, Visigoth. And in all honesty, I don't give a damn about freedom in Iraq. You know what I do give a damn about? I want freedom in this
America. Country.
I mean, I want freedom in our press. I want truth in our press. I want transparency in our government. I don't give a damn about quote-unquote freedom in Iraq.
Well, it was up to them before Saddam got taken out to be responsible for their own freedom. They weren't. Now, we are responsible because we've caused so much havoc and mayhem and chaos and destruction and death there. We have a responsibility now there. But something else he said, our mission in Iraq is clear. We're hunting down the terrorists. We're helping Iraqis build a free nation that's an ally in the war on terror. We're advancing freedom in the broader Middle East. We're removing a source of violence and instability. Yeah. Wait, laying the foundation of peace for our children and grandchildren? This is what I say. You're hunting down civilians. You're destroying Iraq. You're creating enemies faster than we can kill them. You're advancing hatred and terror, fear and fascism. You're the source of violence and instability. You're ensuring our children and grandchildren will never, ever see peace.
Right. So we got the propaganda versus the truth. And one thing George Bush said last night in his speech was, we all need patience. Well, I told this today to a Vietnam vet. And the guy almost spit when he heard this, that we need patience over there. And then he's evoking, as you said, all this 9/11 manipulation, Osama bin Laden. There's no plan to end this war.
My greatest responsibility as president is to protect the American people. We can see how he's doing this by not sealing our borders. He says, the troops here and across the world are fighting a global war on terror. No. The truth is our troops are being carted off, set up to die, and are doing the dirty work of a cabal of murdering elitist monster.
Yeah, right. And there's no real enemy, of course. They have this vague thing about the terrorist, which fits perfectly into George Orwell's 1984 with perpetual war. And any time they need a new enemy, All they have to do is create one out of this quote-unquote terrorism thing. And I think Viz put it best the last time we talked to him. Mm-hmm. He says, and listen to this very closely, he says, this country is being used up and manipulated, and when they're through with us,
right.
when I'm saying they, the global elite, they're going to throw us away. That's what happened. That's what's happening, folks. We're being used. All of our manufacturing now has been taken over into Asia and other third world slave markets. They don't need our manufacturing anymore. Our white collar jobs are going to India.
Right.
Our money isn't worth anything anymore. They're setting up new currency systems. They're using us until there's nothing left, and then they're going to spit on us.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And even worse news, a Senate committee has narrowly approved CAPTA.
Yeah.
The Finance Committee approved it by a voice vote. It was a very closely divided issue, and now the bill goes to the full Senate for a vote as early as this week. And so passage in the Senate, which is traditionally more sympathetic to trade agreements, could give it momentum in the House, where there's a lot of stiffer opposition to it. So the Bush administration's been lobbying this really hard the last few weeks. That he's had speeches to Hispanic Americans and other groups, and he's invited all six CAPTA presidents to the White House. So he's working really relentlessly to get this through. This is bad news.
But what they did is they brought these leaders up and they paraded them through the halls of Congress. They wined them, they dined them. And if CAPTA passes, that opens the door for the FTA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. Now, the people of Europe voted down the EU Constitution. And what's happening over here? We're allowing first CAPTA to go through.
Right.
And if the FTAA goes through, that is officially the beginning of the end of this nation. It'll be completely over and done with if we allow that godforsaken bill to pass.
How long are we going to remain silent? You need to start speaking up en masse. You need to make your voice and your presence known and your wishes known, because your silence is going to be construed that you're okay with this.
I'll repeat again what Viz told us. We're being used, and when we're all used up, they're going to throw us away. Now, before we continue on with more world news and domestic news, we have to turn back to the independent media. I say that very loosely. Now, we got a lot of emails and even phone calls yesterday about Alex Jones's show. It seems now that Alex, the reason why nobody has killed him for the last 10 years is...
Well, he explained it all for us.
Right, on his show.
Alex tells us he is divinely protected.
Right.
And that really, really bad things happen to people who go after him.
Right.
Really bad things like electrocutions, automobile crashes,
things
falling on people.
Yeah. So Alex Jones is protected by God. And also now, God's influence is so great over Alex that anybody that criticizes him gets electrocuted or run over by cars or any. We better not walk under any ladders or anything. We shouldn't leave our house, Lisa, because something bad is going to happen. Or maybe a lightning bolt from heaven will come down and strike us because God has such sway over Alex Jones. You know why no one's killed him in the last 10 years? Because nobody wants to kill him. Nobody wants to kill Alex Jones. This is, you know what he's created? This is like a cult. He's created this cult over people. And you know what, Alex? Everybody's laughing at you. These people that are calling us, sending us the email, everybody's laughing at you.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
And everybody's recording every word you say.
Yeah.
And so we get this clip, and you're going to hear this clip of Alex elaborating on his divine protection at the end of our show today. I mean, it's just a hoot.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say that Alex Jones is quickly becoming the biggest buffoon in the independent media, but that has to be taken, of course, by Phil Jahan. Now, listen, folks. Listen to what this guy's up to now. He wants to go across the country and meet up with people and just have a nice, you know, show some films and just go across the country.
And tell everyone about the pod.
Yeah, Commander Pod. Now, of course, Phil doesn't have a job, and he doesn't have any money to do this. So what he's doing is he's holding out his hand and he's getting contributions. So he's calling it jaywalking across America. We're calling it
panhandling across America. I mean, if you don't have money to keep up your own website and you're forced to beg people and threaten them to donate to your website, and he threatened to shut his website down if he didn't get people sending him money. So if you can't afford to do those things and you don't work, how the hell can you travel across the country And he's asking people to put him up at their homes or provide him lodging at hotels or motels and pay his way on this needless trip to promote the pod.
Yeah, now, let me ask everybody out there a question. How many of you would love to take a nice joyride across America? Have people pay for your trip, pay for your hotel rooms, pay for your food. Now, when we went to Oklahoma City,
we had to save up for months.
We saved up for it. We went out on the bus. We didn't ask one person anywhere for a penny ever. In fact, I got a phone call yesterday from somebody who ventured. He lives in Texas. He ventured to Oklahoma City. He was there for the rally, for the demonstration. And he said, Victor, I'm working three jobs right now. He says, I'm trying to save enough money so I can make it up there to New York City, ground zero.
Three jobs.
Three jobs, so he can save enough money to make it up there for 9/11. And Phil Jahan doesn't have even one job.
Shame on you, Phil. Begging. Why don't you start holding a tin cup?
Yeah.
And just as you panhandle across the country.
Panhandling across America.
On someone else's dime.
One last thing. The Jack Blood article is still making a lot of ripples out there, especially his WALE radio scam. You can read that right on the Wing TV homepage. And people say, well, why does this really matter, what Jack Blood did 2 or 3 years ago, how he bilked people out of money? Well, the answer to that is simple. Who do you think is more easily compromised? Someone that will rip people off without batting an eye about it, or people like us that are demanding the truth from people and demanding that a higher standard is set?
And
keep that in mind.
Very few misguided people are trying to blame us for the fact that Frank Whalen's show is no longer being broadcast by the micro-broadcasters in Texas. Victor and I did not pull the plug on the micros in Texas. That would be Mike Hansen, who works with Alex Jones.
Right.
So if you have an issue about that, you need to get a hold of Mike Hansen.
The good people in Texas can't hear Frank Whalen's show because one of Alex Jones's cronies pulled the plug. You know what we did? Frank invited us on his show.
Mm-hmm.
We appeared on his show and we discussed a subject.
We were discussing censorship, among other things.
Yeah, so we're discussing censorship, and what happens? His show gets censored. No one in Texas can hear it now on the micro-broadcasting system because Alex Jones's crony pulled the plug on all
right.
it.
Right, so if the
it's
people...
It's despicable. It's like a reign of terror.
If the people in Texas are angry, they need to direct their anger at the proper target, Mike Hansen and Alex Jones. Because we had nothing to do with pulling the plug on those micros.
That's right. This is censorship blatant and rampant. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's also happened to Peter Schenck, whose show we're going to appear on tomorrow night.
That's right.
Well, let's get back to the news.
Okay.
How about over in Israel? Right now, there's a big brouhaha going because the Israeli forces want to go in and demolish 8,000 more homes on the Gaza Strip.
You know, you can't even imagine that this land would be worth anything by the time the Israelis get through with it.
Yeah.
It's just a vindictive, malicious, evil thing they're doing.
Yeah. Imagine 8,000 homes. Imagine someone coming to your home
while you're
with
sleeping.
A bulldozer.
Right.
Well, a lot of these homes now, they say they're abandoned.
Well, the people had to flee. They had to abandon their homes because big wrecking machines were coming and destroying the homes while they were in there sleeping.
Well, the Israeli terrorists were coming through
and
scaring everybody out of their homes. Then they said, well, they're abandoned. Now we can demolish them. 8,000 of them. Plus, there's a new Iranian president that's going to be at the helm here. This is a powder keg waiting to blow up.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Just the hypocrisy of Israel.
And we watched a videotape a couple nights ago about how this happened. It's worse than, you remember Faces of Death?
Mm.
You know, this was worse than that, what these monsters and terrorists are doing over there.
Yeah, women and children, the elderly, sleeping in their homes, and you have these big bulldozers demolishing them while people are in there sleeping.
Yeah, this is our ally, Israel. Okay, domestically, NASA's getting ready to put another shuttle up in the air. Now, the head of NASA, the new administrator's name is Michael Griffin. And here's what he said about this upcoming mission. He says that he's undeterred by new safety concerns. Okay, undeterred. And he says that it looks like we're in pretty good shape. Now, if they were going to strap you in that shuttle, Lisa, considering that two of them have already blown up, how is that to say we're in pretty good shape? Is that good enough for you?
Means they're going to waste a bunch of money and they're going to send people up there to die, more than likely.
Yeah, he says
he's not deterred.
We're in pretty good shape. Pretty incredible.
Way to go. It sounds like Bush.
Now, here's another thing that we've been talking about during our radio interviews is that you hear a lot of these alternative news shows, after radio shows, and they talk about all the issues on the periphery.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing they don't talk about the most is, how can people out there keep their money in their pocket? How can they do that? Considering how much the government takes from us in taxes, and local taxes, state taxes, federal taxes, why isn't anyone addressing this? How can we keep our money in our pocket?
Well, first of all, we can boycott the corporate mainstream media. We can cancel newspaper subscriptions to publications that do not tell us the truth. We can only pay for the services from our cable companies that we actually want. And I personally don't want the cable news networks, because they lie too. It's all conditioning, not news. So you can actually request to block certain channels, and it won't interrupt your other service.
Right. But even more so with the government, with taxation,
mm-hmm.
why aren't these people saying, look at what happened with Joe Bannister. We can't empower them
Don't
anymore.
Don't feed the beast.
Yeah. If you want to keep empowering them, the way to enable them to keep doing what they're doing is to keep giving them your money. We're going to spend a whole show on this in the near future talking about this. And if we keep giving them their money, or our money, they're going to keep doing what they want to keep doing. So,
Show your employers the recent ruling regarding Joe Bannister. Get them to talk about it. Broach the subject, because the only way we're going to hear discourse on this matter is if we open our mouths and we talk about
it. If enough people hold your money back, then something's going to happen.
Right.
Now, I saw a comic today. It was a picture of a donkey. And the donkey, of course, is the symbol for the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a newspaper up, and he's reading the one ads. And he can see his eyes going up and down, and he keeps saying, backbone, backbone, backbone. He's searching for a backbone.
Yeah, is there a backbone in the House?
So you have George Bush out there giving these lame speeches,
mm-hmm.
and the Democrats keep coming out with the same old, tired crap.
You
There's
know,
no spine at all.
There was a lot of comment about the silence last night when Bush gave his speech at the end, and I guess the people who did clap for him were some military folks,
mm-hmm.
and the silence was so deathly quiet. It was almost, people were saying that it's almost like this was mandated by the Bush administration that there be no response.
Sure.
But maybe it was a response.
Yeah. Why don't the Democrats finally come out and say, I mean, even George Bush's own former cabinet members are saying controlled demolition. What more do they need? And they come out and they still talk about the same lame, tired issues. They are the most spineless party on the face of this earth. The Republicans are just simply evil propagandists.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are pure pussies. It's just unbelievable. So.
Oh, before we go, I want to once again thank Justin Plumlee. His website is FICAA.com, and Bill Brumbaugh,
mm-hmm.
and Visigoth, and Drew Raines, and Sam and Trish Britton. Thank you very much, and we look forward to our next interview.
There's a lot of great people out there.
Now,
real quickly before we head out today, there's a new 9/11 memorial being proposed at Ground Zero.
Right. There's opposition to it.
Oh, my God. And rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling this the International Freedom Center, and they want to put up this Freedom Tower. But instead of devoting it entirely to 9/11, what they want to do is make it now this PC, this politically correct creation, showing man's inhumanity to man.
Yeah, the 9/11 families that are opposing this vehemently are objecting to the fact that it's becoming more of a lesson in tolerance than a fitting, respectful memorial to the people who were mass murdered in an inside job that includes our government on 9/11.
That's right. And what they want to make this Freedom Tower now encompass is civil rights, the defeat of the Nazis, the American Indians, the end of slavery. These are all issues that need to be addressed, but separately. 9/11 is something that stands on its own, and the family should be outraged, because this is a disgrace what's being done with this Freedom Tower.
They're fighting the mayor, they're fighting the governor, they're fighting the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation. Give them your support. They're right.
Yeah.
9/11 victim memorial should be about 9/11
and the
people who died there.
And
everything else is another matter.
That's right. Now, John McCain, a lot of talk about him being the spoiler in 2008. And there's a lot of merit to this, because he could fill the role that Ross Perot did years back, where he could split the GOP vote which would allow then some computer manipulation. So Hillary Clinton goes in, and we have to remember about John McCain. His father was one of the men instrumental in the cover-up of Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty. Plus, as Michael Collins Piper points out in his book, The New Jerusalem, there's a lot of ties from the McCain family to the Zionists, to the Bronfman family who run the Jewish World Council or Congress, and also to the mob.
Right.
So
why don't you just start hammering John McCain to answer questions like that before we let him proceed any higher up the food chain?
This guy is very bad news. Finally, the Election Commission, since we're talking about the election, they're now looking into political bloggers. And they want to see if they need to be regulated. So now they want to go after the internet bloggers because they might have too much influence in the 2008 election. Now that, even though we don't consider ourselves a blog by any means.
Well, they're trying to redefine what a blog actually is. And they're calling even articles blogs. Now an article translates into a blog? Yeah. No. So, an article is still an article.
So we could actually have Congress now regulating what we do on Wing TV.
Only if we let them.
Unbelievable. So, folks, we had a lot to cover today. Sorry we had to buzz through it so fast, but we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have Mr. Frank Whalen on our show. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that. And make sure you listen to this clip of Alex Jones following this show. It's hysterical.
This guy is becoming more and more of a laughingstock every single day.
As someone just told me in an email, Alex huffed. And he puffed, and he blowed himself down.
Yeah, really. And if you heard the clip the other day where he was talking about this death threat against him, Alex, you are a joke.
The non-existent death threat.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.
But I've got to tell people something. I've seen it. I don't want to go into it, but growing up, if somebody did something wrong to me, bad things would happen to them. I wouldn't even wish harm upon them, bad things would happen. So many people would have attacked me. I later found out that four people would attack me. One other onlooker. Really bad things happened to all four of them very soon after. I mean, weird stuff, folks. I mean, automobile accidents, electrocution, things falling on them. I could list a string of people that as soon as they come out and premeditatedly attack me with hatred, bad thing. You wonder why the New World Order hadn't killed me, because God has a plan, and you can get that same protection. I mean, it's scary, folks, and I'm not trying to get into, magical stuff and all this here. I just have seen it, and I am scared to death of God. I also love God. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I know I am protected, and I do believe the Bible, and I do believe God has angels around me. I mean, I know. I've experienced it, folks. And, that's just a word to the wise, the people out there that are attacking me. I mean, I feel like I should warn you I haven't seen it yet where somebody doesn't get seriously hurt. Seriously hurt. Who really viciously, premeditatedly attacks me. And, look, and chances are, if you're attacking me, you're attacking other people. But God doesn't want to be attacked. And it's a bad, bad thing over your head. The sword of Damocles. And we know what happened with the founding fathers and the incredible divine providence that surrounded them.